there. You're listening to the Geek Show Arcade. How's it going, guys?
Hey there.
Whoa.
Hi. Hi, Tony. There.
Yeah, you're a little different.
Tony, your voice. Your voice, Tony. What's happened?
My voice is the same. Oh. Don't worry.
Whoa.
Well, so Tony, in our super
secret...
Whoa.
Two Tonys in here. What's going on?
In our super secret text channel, Tony's like, hey, anybody else want to drive? And I'm like, heck yeah, I do. I'll take that opportunity every chance I get. It's part of my evil plan to take over the podcast.
Whoa.
Eventually. Eventually, I'll be the new Tony.
Hmm. There's a lot of responsibilities that go with taking over the podcast.
Yeah, I will leave the editing stuff to you, my friend.
That's not how that
Name
works.
Name five,
that's
Tony.
That's not how that
Sorry,
works.
Bud. Sorry.
That's not how that works.
All right, guys. You're listening to the Geek Show Arcade, where we talk about video games and video game-related stuff. Let's go ahead and introduce our panelists, starting with Jaren.
Hi, I'm Jaren. You can find me on Geek Show Help Desk and on Twitter sometimes, at Jaren.
Down in the corner, we have a special guest star coming back to us today. His name is James.
Hello.
Or Ja, as the Scream Me show.
Hello.
Hi, James. How are you?
Yeah, I bet I threw you off right there. You were expecting some big, long, elaborate intro. Dance, monkey, dance, right?
Is.
That's
there
probably
you,
what
you still,
want, Landon.
You still delivered.
I'm keeping my shirt on.
For now.
Oh, sad face. Sad
For
face.
Now. We'll see. We'll see.
Over there, not driving today. His name's Tony.
Hey, I'm not driving today. At Quad T Tony on the Twitters or on the other Geek Show podcasts.
Down below me, we got the guy sporting the cool nose thing. His name's
right.
Owen.
I'm hanging out down here by James, slumming it, as you were,
yep.
as people say.
Yep.
And you can catch me here. That's where you're going to get the best version of me. I save all my energy all week just for this show. So
this is still the
best
that, you got.
What's that cool thing on your nose, Owen?
This is a brace since I broke my nose.
He's broken it twice.
It had to get rebroken and reset. So this is the official don't touch it for a week thing.
And how were those drugs? Good?
I don't remember it. I went out. First time I ever had anesthesia. So
Never.
It was awesome. But tell you what, we have a host. And today it's Lando.
Hey, it's Lando. I'm the host with the most. I'm so excited to be here. You can find me here and you can find me on the Geek Show Help Desk. Sweet. Moving right along. Do we have any emails?
No.
Dang it. Mm. I was hoping my dad was going to write in this week, but par for the course.
Keep
Maybe
hoping.
Next week. Maybe next week, bud.
You guys mean it?
Yeah.
No.
You think he'll take me fishing?
I think so.
I'll take you fishing.
You promise?
If you can teach me how,
I have taken you fishing, James.
Yeah, but
we should all
well.
Go fishing. Separately, of course, but like we should all go fishing.
Pick a time. And I'll go fishing separately.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump right into our stories for this week. We've got some stuff to talk about. Let's start with this one about Nintendo, because it's the one that interests me the most, about the Switch.
Mm-hmm. They kind of sort of acknowledged that they will announce it at some point in the future.
this fiscal year, they said, right?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Guys, we're still relevant, right?
The tweet from Nintendo Co. Limited says, "This is Furukawa, president of Nintendo." Sounds like he's nice. About to announce like a natural disaster.
I love the polite formality of Japanese people. It is it is fantastic.
We will make an announcement about the successor to Nintendo Switch within this fiscal year. So all the way up till April of next year, it could be.
Yeah, he said that in April? Great.
Could be a year away, but they'll do it at some point.
It will have been over 9 years since we announced the existence of Nintendo Switch back in March 2015. That's a good thing, Furukawa?
That's so crazy. I mean,
for their bottom line, it is because
been sitting on their hands this entire time.
Doesn't sound like that. Doesn't sound like that tweet went through any marketing polishing. It just came straight out.
Who needs
the boss?
Yeah. Hey,
blast it out.
President of Nintendo here. Don't you know who I am?
And then
here's the new thing.
Then he gets your hopes up. He says, "We will be holding a Nintendo Direct this June regarding the Nintendo Switch software lineup for the latter half of 2024."
Yeah.
But then he lets your hopes down. Please be aware that there will be no mention of the Nintendo Switch successor during that presentation.
Everybody just went delete off their calendar. Everybody.
What a roller coaster of a tweet.
He just played us all for fools.
That's it. That's the news.
Give me some speculation. What do you guys think for a Switch successor? What do you think it's going to be?
I don't care.
What do you hope it has? Bluetooth right out the gate, James?
I think if it's not at
like right out the gate, right?
I mean, it's crazy when we all got mailed the Bluetooth connect.
They should hold it back for 2 years just to stay, you know, consistent.
Surprise.
Okay. I'm not even fussing with it anymore.
I hope they remastered all their Switch games for the Switch 2, like they did for the Switch and the Wii U.
I don't think they could do that because they only sold 17 Wii U consoles, so they have a lot of games there.
17, that's it.
If they don't have backwards compatibility, I'm out, first thing. That's like the number one feature.
I'm out at launch. I might get one down the road, but I'm out at launch for sure.
And that's for cartridge backwards compatibility, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, you want, because software.
I want digital and.
I mean, I want both, but cartridge bare minimum.
Yeah. I would say software bare minimum.
No, digital, man. Like 99% of my Switch games are digital.
All of mine are cartridge.
Yeah.
Well, screw you.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that aside, let's go to some sad news. We have some more layoff news. The layoff bloodbath continues, Tony.
Yay! I mean, ridiculous. Boo.
So. Today, just out of nowhere, in the morning, Microsoft drops this announcement, basically saying that they have cut four of the Bethesda studios. Just
gone,
boom,
gone, yeah,
wholesale. Well, okay, that's not quite true. They cut three, and they said one of them will be mostly absorbed into ZeniMax, who does the ZeniMax studio that does the Elder Scrolls Online.
Ooh, they got. Push to the mines.
What was weird, though, about this was the, in my opinion, the studios they chose. You had the studio Arcane Austin, which did Redfall, which, I could see that that was bad, but they had good games before that, if I recall.
Yeah, they did Prey, which was an amazing game. Mm-hmm. So it feels like management tells them, okay, make this game that's completely out of your wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it didn't do well? Shame on you. You're fired.
That's exactly what it feels like, and it's a load of crap, if you ask me, because Prey was awesome. And then the other one that was a huge, even a larger surprise than that one to me was Tango Games. Tango GameWorks, which is the studio behind the Evil Within games and the new cartoon darling game Hi-Fi Rush
and Ghostwire Tokyo.
All of those games did well, if not great.
And Hi-Fi Rush was, like, so critically acclaimed.
Hi-Fi Rush was everywhere.
It was the only game Microsoft had last year.
Yeah. And it was one of the ones they featured in their new cross-platform strategy. So it's just one of those things that's like, these guys? You're cutting these guys?
Yeah. Like, I am... This has burned all my goodwill for Microsoft. I regret that they purchased Bethesda or ZeniMax as well as Activision. I think... The studios would have been better on their own.
Well, I don't know about Activision. But Bethesda, maybe, yeah. It definitely...
More like trans-Activision, am I right?
I'm right there with you, Jaren. I think that they have... They made it look like they weren't going to meddle, and here they are meddling and cutting, you know, cutting costs and not letting the devs cook. These companies that buy these studios, they need to let them work. They need to let them pitch ideas and let them green light stuff that these devs are passionate about. Yeah, these studios are passionate about, and they're going to put out quality products.
They need to do the Netflix approach. They just need to let them throw noodles at the wall and figure out what works. And
they were clearly talented studios. And so why would they do this? Like,
They called it a repri-
I can tell you why.
Well,
it's
money.
Money
is the only reason. They called this this reprioritization of titles and resources means a few teams will be realigned to others, and that some of our colleagues will be leaving us. That was the official term.
That's reprioritization. That's like reaping.
Yeah. And then the two other studios that got let go was Alpha Dog Studios. And they did a game called Mighty Doom. I think that's a mobile game.
Doom
for mobile. And then Roundhouse Games, and that's the one that's going to be joining ZeniMax Online Studios. And they did work already on the Elder Scrolls Online and stuff. So that's, you know, kind of, I guess that was their saving grace. They're like, oh, you're in this project that we're keeping. Yeah, we'll keep you around. We'll just absorb you into their other studio. So anyway, yeah, just really crappy.
This generation, I was more of a Microsoft fanboy than the other consoles. And now, like, this makes me so mad. Like, maybe I'll change my mind in a couple weeks when I'm over it. But right now, I wouldn't care if they completely lost.
I just had such high hopes that we'd see all those games come into Game Pass in the catalog and, like, be playable for long term and just have this, like, library of games. But no, they have to kill these studios off.
Yeah,
they also said that bummer. Obviously any further development on Redfall is done.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, is not that big of a loss. I mean, Redfall was already circling the drain, but it should have been an opportunity for that team to go on and do something new and better, more like what they liked to work on before they had to do Redfall. So,
yeah,
they said they're going to do a make good on the people that bought the like season pass or whatever of Redfall, and they haven't announced what that make good is going to be. It'd probably be like some Microsoft Store credit or something.
I have never heard that phrase before in my life.
What? Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Make good.
We're going to make good.
He's never made good on everything. On anything.
Oh! Make good. And I don't like it. Anyway, speaking of Bethesda, James has some stuff he wants to talk about.
Yeah, I've been, if you follow me on Steam, which apparently it's super visible how much I'm on Steam.
Every night you're playing Fallout 4.
Yeah, I put on my my sunglasses that project screens, and I just go to town on Fallout 4. So much so that I've had to whip out my leg vibrator.
Mando's heard of that term, right? Right?
Leg vibrator?
We got James.
Please
here.
Continue.
What's
going
that
to town
pounder
and
gun?
Whipping it out.
The pounder gun.
The poundy gun for your muscle. Anywho. It's worn a crick in my neck, and I gotta say, I reopened Fallout 4 because of the hype, because I think that it's one of the best TV shows. Okay, sorry.
Does it get better after episode one?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It was
episode
okay,
one
but...
It was like pure setup. Episode one was like pure setup.
Mm-hmm. An article that... I mean, anything Jonathan Nolan's attached to, let's be honest, is pure gold. But 100%. Like... They were in direct communication with the studio, getting 3D models from the studio to 3D print for props on set. Like, that's how accurate they wanted to be.
They were sending them assets.
So because they're
the
accurate, I should like the show?
Yeah.
No, you should like the show because it's awesome.
Maybe Halo, take note. Sorry, Owen. And this is how you you embrace the character for who they are in-universe. Maybe
no,
don't just...
Them. No,
acquire it for
you cannot compare this
name?
Show to Halo.
Yeah,
because
Halo's not that good.
No, because
right?
Fallout.
Thank you for agreeing with me, Tony.
All they did was set,
so
did was
moving
set a
on,
show in the Fallout universe.
When we look at the Fallout, well, here's the thing.
Completely different characters, story, everything
it's
was
built
that
the beauty.
Way. It's built that way, right?
It's built
that's
that
built.
Way. Yeah,
because the
and,
vaults. So you
and
can't,
if
you can't
Master Chief would have just... conformed to the box that he was put in, maybe we find the creativity in the edges of the box instead of buying a new box because of the way that the box is wrapped. Metaphors.
Terrible metaphor.
So
I liked it. I thought it was good.
It was great.
Yeah, that has been awesome because I've been playing it over the last, like, I want to say week and a half. And so I got to see all the iterative changes that Bethesda has attempted. You know, just trying their best, really. I mean, if it was a studio of like one, maybe five people with the amount of bugs that roll out every new update.
How'd you like that big update last week?
I love it. And I got to be honest, didn't really notice much of a difference, but they say it is.
There isn't one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I watched a couple of breakdowns side by side. If you don't know, they rolled out a generation update to the graphics. Okay, where? I don't.
Yeah,
great.
The only thing that friggin' update did for PC was break the mods, so mods don't work.
And let's be honest, don't play with mods. Come on, man. You got to play
in
its truest form.
You're the mod king?
in a time and a place, Owen, not in Halo TV show, not on Fallout the video game.
Oh, okay.
You don't mod these properties.
Because if I talk about Oxygen not included, you can't stop about the mods.
Oh, it is only playable with mods, bro. Apples to oranges. Pick a lane, Owen.
This sounds familiar. You can't compare these two things.
I can and I will because it's my opinion. And if my job has taught me anything, opinion is gospel. I got to say, Fallout 4, I had not played any of the expansions. So Far Harbor and Nuka-Cola World. My gosh, those two areas are worth the game replaying on their own. Oh, Tony, I love you. You're wrong. The base building is a core fundamental part of the game. Blech. Freaking
get it out of here.
Love it.
Don't want anything to do with it.
That being said, there's a couple of things that they added to the game that I don't quite agree with. They added a couple of like elemental aspects to some of the weapons, and they just make some weapons OP. I think I agree with Tony. If I remember to the last episode, maybe two episodes ago, when you were saying that you hate tools with degradation.
So stupid.
I hate it. I know that that's something Landon loves. Like he goes home and he has a mantle that he's like, I can't wait till this breaks down so I get to replace it. And that he will not let
it work.
It is the worst. And I understand the argument is, well, it forces you to play other weapons. Well, freaking then take the Borderlands approach. Give me weapons that like...
If you want me to play with other weapons, give me other cool weapons to play with.
Yeah, like there's some mythic weapons that I get in Borderlands that after I level up one or two levels, they are garbage.
But you had a fun time for those two levels.
Dude, the problem with Borderlands weapons is there's too many, so I've just lost... It's like streaming video. There's too many options, so I just don't care anymore.
But they don't break.
But they also have weapons that go pew, 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 pew.
There's one that's the best, and that's the one I want. Once I get that one, I'll use no other weapon.
Unless it breaks. Come on.
In what?
In Borderlands. One of them has to be the best, right?
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, and you got to be like full level. Yeah, I was going to say. And then whatever it's called on top of that, like mythic rating or whatever.
It's the problem Destiny had, right? There's one best weapon.
Destiny is the scorned ex-boyfriend, my friend. That game can suck a fat one.
Oh my gosh.
Pick a lane with a story and stick to it and make it tangible, guy. It's like they went to a GameStop on Magic the Gathering card trading night and then just crowdsourced ideas. And they're like, Hank, what do you got? Tyrell, give me an idea. Hey, you, guy, clearly an orphan, give me another idea. And like, they're like, oh, all these are awesome, and we don't want to make anybody feel bad. Let's throw it all into one game that's not cohesive, but make it super fun to play and lose a ton of hours of your life.
There you go, Destiny.
But Fallout is awesome.
You gave some hours to that game. Destiny.
Yeah, but don't
encourage him, Owen.
Please do. This makes my job easy. We're just going to let James rant for the rest of the show. That's easy. That's the new show name. James Rants.
You will never drive again, Lando.
I got to say,
let him cook.
Fallout 4 is how video games should be. It just keeps giving, and you know what? It doesn't matter what you're into. If you're into base building, great. If you're into collection, great. If you're into story, play New Vegas. But like,
yeah, I was gonna say, it's okay. The Fallout 4 story is all right. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's good, not great. I mean, it's better than a lot of games out there. Sure, like, if we're being honest, it's better than. And I know that this is, dude, I'm just burning every bridge in this podcast. It's better than the last two Zelda games in terms of story, in my opinion.
That's true.
Because it has one, and
Mute him, Lando.
You take that back.
I gotta say,
I don't have mute power, Owen.
Oh, you're not really the driver.
I'm not really the host. I'm the fake host.
He's not the boss.
But the other thing, too, is it doesn't make you shy away from using... I don't know if you guys are like me when I play a video game, but like I tend to hoard. Like stim packs, rad packs, specifically power armor.
Sure.
And then I'm like, I'm gonna just save this for a time. I'm gonna save it. And then I might use it on the final boss. Yeah, and I never use it. And in this one, they're so liberal with fusion cores, and they make the armor like... not degrade because you can repair it and it makes sense in this context. I mean, that being said, they could allow weapons to jam. I wouldn't hate that as like maybe a toggleable item, make it a little bit more real.
They have jamming weapons in Fallout 4, don't they?
In a mod, maybe?
Oh, they have it in Fallout New Vegas, because I'm playing that right now, and that jams as the condition gets worse. Same thing. You can repair it if you want. I just throw it away, because I'm...
Degrading weapons.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, you like degrading weapons?
I don't. It's like terrible. Yeah, the way they show you that it degrades is by it jamming more often.
Mm. Yeah, and there's nothing worse than a rad roach trying to get at your taint, and you're just trying to shoot it, and just freaking gun keeps jamming, and it's the worst. Mm. But that being said, I wouldn't mind if they did for Fallout 4 what they did for New Vegas, make it playable, and that'd be great.
You know what's funny?
It's a feature.
Fallout New Vegas is not playable on AMD graphics cards if you have a driver newer than August of 2023.
That means absolutely nothing to me. Is it playable on Steam Deck?
On Steam Deck, it actually is, because
there we go.
Steam
I'm actually going to buy it right now.
Steam writes its own drivers for its hardware, and yeah, so it works. But the AMD drivers for AMD graphics cards, so ROG Ally, it does not play on the ROG Ally.
Oh wow!
Speaking of playing Fallout games, crashes. Mm-hmm. You playing Fallout right now, bud?
No, I'm buying Fallout. Whatever it's called. But that being said, there's still like small bugs, because I play it specifically on like Steam Deck. Like menu selectable items are non-displayable sometimes. I notice if I play it after a certain amount of time, it like slows down to the point of like super jank. So I have to like hold down the menu button, quick save, exit out of the game, then come back in.
Welcome to
But that being said, Nintendo, take note. This is how your handhelds are supposed to be in perpetuity. This good or better.
We talking about Fallout still? We're talking about the
I have
board?
No idea what we're talking
I
about.
I think we're on the Steam Deck now.
Steam Deck is awesome. We're going to talk about something new now. James.
Good job, Lando.
Cutting you
good
off.
Job. Finally.
Battery could stand to be better.
So you're driving, huh? Okay.
Oh, shut up, Tony.
James
no
was driving.
Owen, talk to me about Halo Helljumpers. Owen,
Halo. Here
Come
we go.
On. Here
TV
we go.
TV
James is so
I would
good.
Mute him if I could, Tony, but I can't. I would.
Hey.
Go ahead, Owen.
Yeah. Have you ever played Helldivers yet? No?
I forgot the name until this very moment. I actually meant to buy that as well. Is it good?
Get two. Helldivers 2, not Helldivers 1.
Yeah, Helldivers 2. Well, there have been, as we find out, there have been many attempts to... I mean, Helldivers shares a lot of similarities with Halo. They come in dropships. They look like they're both inspired by the Starship Troopers. They fight.
Do they take
things.
Their helmet off halfway through combat to have a conversation in a vulnerable situation?
Yeah, probably. You know what? Like you do. Well, there. I guess the other attempts at getting a Helldivers like Halo game going. Have died, including one that was for ODST, which don't you think that would have been cool to have?
Well, that
like,
is the whole
can
thing
you say,
of ODST. It stands for Orbital Drop
yeah.
You know what?
Troopers.
Here's right. the thing about ODST. Let me tell you this.
This is your favorite version of Halo, right? This is your favorite game of Halo, ODST, James?
No, hell no.
What's your favorite one?
It was a missed opportunity. You know, this is where me and Jaren are completely aligned. One of the best video games to ever come out of all time.
Uncharted.
Jedi Academy.
Oh, Jedi Academy. Yes.
I muted him. He's talked too much.
What was the...
He's still talking.
Go ahead, Owen.
Go ahead, Owen. Talk to us about Helldivers.
We're going to talk about Helljumpers.
I feel bad for him now.
See that? He's still going.
With ODST...
Can you hear us when he's muted?
Yeah, he can hear us when he's muted.
He can hear us. Yeah, he knows. He knows. Look at him just steamrolling. Oh, that's some good video content. Well, okay, I'll talk about Helljumpers. Helljumpers is a fan version of Halo.
It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid.
Helldivers 2. Oh, you're back.
Oh, shoot. You unmuted me?
I did.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I decided to let you play some more.
So one of the cool things about Halo Infinite, even though it's been lagging in a lot of popularity and
so
whatever.
So it's a barely playable game? Cool.
No, sorry. Hey.
Nope.
Halo Infinite's way fun.
Time to play.
Halo Infinite's way fun. But Forge has been a really bright spot for that game. Like, creators have been able to get in there and make custom maps, custom mods, custom modes. And there are a bunch of gamers or of modders coming in that are doing... They're actually part of a group called Arcane something Raven.
Arcane Fire.
No!
Dang it.
It's a band.
Oh.
The Forge Falcons, and they're amassing a bunch of master forgers to create this version of Halo that will be similar to Helldivers 2, where you jump in, fight big swarms, boss fights, things like that. So, but it's not sanctioned. It's all unofficial through Forge, through fan creation. So I don't know if it's too late, you know, because Helldivers 2, I mean, there's some drama there. This probably dovetails right into Tony's story of Helldivers 2. So
no, they're back. They're back and better than ever now.
Back, baby.
I know. I just, well, I think people, I've been following that story, so I'm interested to put it. I don't think people are.
Tell us about the Helldivers, Tony.
Here's the saga of Helldivers for the last 2 weeks. I believe we reported
on it.
There's
a saga?
Oh, there's a saga.
Oh, yeah.
I believe we reported on it last week.
It's popcorn, baby.
Sony was forcing that game to have a
PSN link.
A PSN link. So even if you don't own a PlayStation or anything like that, you had to create a PSN account, which is free, but you had to create a PSN account and attach it to your Steam account and the game. Maybe not through Steam, but you had to attach it through the game itself because it was published by Sony. And so, well, the internet didn't take too kindly to that, and we watched over the course of the last week as the reviews for Helldivers went from overwhelmingly positive to mostly negative.
Mostly negative. Wow. 200,000 review bombs.
It's more than just linking the account, because PSN isn't available in many countries.
Let me finish.
All you said is it's just a simple two-minute thing. You're misrepresenting.
No, I wasn't done yet.
Okay, go ahead. Let him finish, Jaren.
All right, so, I'll just stay in my lane again.
Anyway.
See you in 20 minutes.
Like Jaren said, one of the biggest problems with that was PSN was not available, or is not available, in a large part of the world, actually. 114 regions, to be precise, were yanked from the ability to purchase Helldivers 2 on Steam because there's no PlayStation Network representation in that area. So not only was Sony basically mining for your data, they wanted your data for your PSN account. Mm-hmm. They were also cutting the game off for 114 regions across the world because they just don't operate the PSN
They can't legally operate in those countries.
Yeah, and so
that's a big list. It's a big list.
It's huge.
There's only 69. There's only 69 countries that it's actually
nice.
So had Sony been more clear with this requirement from the beginning, and had they not sold this game to those countries who would be banned a couple months later, I think it would have gone over much better.
Exactly. Well, and they did say when it launched, they said sometime down the road, we're going to have you link your PSN accounts to the game. They mentioned that up front, but never gave a timeline, and also, you know, just kind of never mentioned it again.
Clearly didn't put enough thought into it.
No, not
even. If they're cutting out 114 countries that they actually sold into?
Territories.
Oh, territories, so, yeah.
But anyway, it equates to quite a large number of countries within those territories. So it was wild, and the review bombing worked. Sony yesterday published it was Sunday night, published a tweet that said, "Hey, guys.
We hear you. Hey." First off, we fired the forecaster. We had no idea.
Sorry about that. We didn't mean to make you so angry. Here was the exact tweet. Helldivers fans, we've heard your feedback on the Helldivers 2 account linking update, the May 6th update, which would have required Steam and PlayStation Network account linking for new players and for current players beginning May 30th, will not move forward. So there you go. Yeah. They actually listened to, I mean, what goes to show that review bombing works.
Well,
and
Sony can be pressured to do whatever he wants.
That's right.
Here's the thing, though.
There was a second paragraph. It says, "We're still learning what is best for PC players.
Yeah.
And your feedback has been invaluable. Thanks again for your continued support of Helldivers 2, and we'll keep you updated on future plans."
So dumb.
Here's the thing. If Helldivers 2 has shown anything, it's shown that the community is willing to mobilize. Just because they were hit shooting robots and aliens before doesn't mean that the whole community wasn't willing to turn and review bomb the whole game on Steam. Like, look at the cohesive nature of this community, like how it's been. It's been amazing.
the nature of that community too is hilarious, in that they, you know, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have seen it coming, but it should have been, the writing should have been on the wall. The whole point of this game is like to fight to together, mobilize, teamwork. You know, teamwork, like, fight for democracy, et cetera,
solidarity, brother.
Tongue in cheek, of course, through the majority of it, but that's exactly what they did here.
Yeah.
They turned around on Sony and said, no way.
And this is, I mean, it shows how much people love a good community like this. Like, they miss that camaraderie in a game.
And, oh, we can do this in real life? Rally!
Yeah, exactly. And Steam, for their part, once they saw this going down, they actually lifted the two-hour limit on requesting for refunds. So they were letting anyone request a refund that wanted to on that game, regardless of how many hours you'd played. And the poor guys over at Arrowhead Studios, man, the CEO, posted several times, sorry, guys, I don't have any control over this. Sony's our publisher, and they're pushing this forward. I wish I could do something.
From above. some more drama to the, I guess in their Discord channel, one of the Arrowhead execs of the managers was basically telling people to do refunds. And he got fired for it.
Oh!
Yeah, because he was basically saying...
There is a limit. There is a limit on how supportive you can be to the community.
And now the Helldivers 2 devs are now making a special commemorative cape that shows the review bombing statistics. showing the rating statistics as a graphic. And they said that might... They're saying that might show up in-game.
That would be hilarious.
But it's a special cape showing the review decline.
So there you go. Review bombing for a good cause works.
Thanks, Tony. We've got time for one more story from Tony tonight, talking about AMD APUs.
Oh, sweet glory.
Hold on. Stop. Just one moment. I don't know what an APU is.
So APU is a made-up term.
Automated.
By AMD.
Protocol understandings.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm not stupid for no reason.
It's been made up.
Onboard GPU, right?
Yeah, it's been around for a decade.
Integrated
the term has.
Graphics.
But it basically just means a CPU with an integrated graphics processor.
Intel's been doing it forever.
Yeah, but AMD's thing was they're actually capable graphics processors and not just garbage.
Not bare bones.
Like, super bare bones.
Accelerated processing unit.
There you go. There you go.
Fun James. Fact.
So the other thing about APUs is they've been in a lot of our devices that we use all the time for quite a while. Xbox One, PlayStation 4, APUs. Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, PlayStation 5, APUs. Lots of laptops out there with APUs. Your Steam Deck, APU.
APU.
The ROG Ally, APU. So AMD is swinging for the fences on the next round of APUs, what is it? Strix Point Halo APUs are shooting for the moon on their GPUs on there. The highest end GPU or APU, I should say, is going to have 40 compute units, RDNA 3.5 compute units, which they say will put it into 4070 GPU class.
And will drain your battery in about 10 minutes flat.
So
it's a 5-minute heater.
So that is one I would bet they're putting in small form factor PCs.
Yeah,
probably.
When you want to talk laptops and handhelds, they have some others that have fewer GPU cores. The 32-core version, which will be roughly a 4060, they're saying. And then the one that I'm most interested in, the Strix Halo with 24 RDNA 3.5 cores or 32 at a low frequency. And this is the one that I think they could put into the next generation of handhelds. And it would make for some really tasty handheld computers for gaming. It also supports 6 or 8 CPU cores, depending on the version there. So.
RDNA 3.5. Do we have any official GPUs with that version?
Not right now. 3.5, I believe, is heavily rumored to be in the PlayStation 5 Pro that's coming out.
All right.
And so it's supposed to be basically the same as RDNA 3, except much better ray tracing capabilities. So
probably not much efficiency gain then.
Probably not much efficiency gains, yeah.
Which is a bummer for handhelds, because that's pretty important.
That's when the secret sauce comes in, like what Steam does with the Steam Deck. You know, they're able to eke out performance on 15 watts that nobody else can do, even though their chip is not as powerful as the stuff in the ROG Ally. So pretty interesting stuff there. But yeah, exciting. I think we're going to see a lot of movement in the laptop market with these APUs. They'll be able to make thinner and lighter devices without extra cooling, because there'll only be one die to cool instead of two, and you'll still get good performance. So the only problem with these is you are relying on AMD drivers, and AMD drivers are not great.
Suck. They've sucked forever.
No Fallout. No Fallout.
They're poofy.
Yep, no Fallout New Vegas on these new APUs. And the reason they work so well,
upscaling tech.
The reason they work so well on other stuff is because of the custom secret sauce that Xbox puts on in their driver software, and PlayStation puts in their driver software, their versions, and Steam in theirs. Then yeah, you can make these sing, but the straight AMD drivers just leave a lot to be desired.
So much. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us this week.
I got before a quick story about a new Batman Arkham game.
It's only been
36
minutes.
Yeah. I want to hear this. Next week.
I want to hear it.
Hurry quick. We can have shorter shows, Tony. It's fine.
No, we can't.
Ahead, I want to hear it.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Who says?
Yeah, you
skip the rules. I do.
You skipped
I'm driving.
Two of my stories for some reason. But that's okay.
I forgot about your second one, Jared.
I'll fill in one here.
Hurry quick.
New Batman Arkham game in the Arkham universe. Not made by Rocksteady, so maybe that's a good thing at this point. Who knows? Yeah, but unfortunately, it's VR only. It's going to be on the Quest 3, and only the Quest 3, it sounds like. I hope it
Yay,
comes out on...
Yay, exclusivity makes video games better.
Yeah.
Said no one.
Yeah. I hope it comes out on PC eventually, like on
Who's making
Steam
it,
and stuff. Camouflage with a J.
Ooh, I've like never that. Heard of him.
How they do you spell camouflage with a J?
Do they live in Utah without their name?
Yeah, I was going to say, nailed it, James. Very Utah.
Thank you.
Naming convention there.
They made the Iron Man VR experience.
Oh, okay. Was that good?
It was short.
Oh, the article here says surprisingly
I'd
great.
I'd say it's average.
So.
I think it was mixed, if I remember right.
Well, they get another crack at the superhero genre. We'll see how they do.
They have a trailer, which... is not in-game graphics because it is way too high fidelity for a Quest 3. We'll hear more in June about it. But if it is a quality Batman Arkham game in VR, that could be pretty fun.
Yep.
I don't know how the mechanics would work because Batman does a lot of like fisticuffs type stuff, you know?
That sounds like an exercise game.
A lot of air punching.
Yeah, yeah. That would not translate well to VR. Like Half-Life Alyx, like shooting guns, that translates perfectly in VR. This, we'll have to see.
I need that Disney. You know, I still need to go back to that Disney moving floor. We need that to come to VR as well.
Yeah.
I need that Disney floor.
MKBHD got to go tour. Oh,
yeah, I saw that, and it was amazing. And
freaking cool, man.
He broke down the technology of like how they did it.
How it
and
works.
Like,
he's the first outsider to get to play it, on it.
That was it. That's an amazing video. You should first go watch non-Disney.
I still think that it would make prison so awesome. You know, the cells are just that. They just try to escape. They can't. It just sucks them right back to the middle.
So devious, James.
Yeah.
Okay, Jaren, 2, which is a prison of the mind video games.
Okay,
you know,
okay, Jaren,
you right back to the middle.
Jaren, okay, you okay over there, bud? You good now? You got it out?
Well, I mean,
another one, but we can say it's not timely, so we can save it for next week if you want.
I saw the note.
No, that was from last week. I forgot to delete it. It's okay though. We can push it. We can push it.
No, well, go ahead. You have a review.
Do it.
All right. I'm going to review a Backbone competitor.
Oh.
As much as Tony likes wireless earbuds, I love controllers that fit into phones.
Oh, look at
for
that.
Some
it's small, make it go big again. Ooh.
Big
whoa.
Fan.
Ooh.
I like what you said. So, how is it, Jaren? Because I like my Backbone a whole lot.
Does it feel 3D printed? Because
it feel good
3D
in the hand?
No. It in person, it looks fantastic. Anyway, it's called the GameSir Galileo G8. And it's a Backbone competitor, but so much better. I can't remember what I rated the Backbone second version. At this point, I rated a 6 now that I've seen what true competition can bring.
Compared to now.
Yeah. The backbone cost $100. This cost $80 on Amazon. I got it on AliExpress for $55.
Wow.
So significantly cheaper than the backbone, and you get so much more for the price. The biggest thing are the joysticks. They actually are good, unlike the backbone. The backbone has Joy-Con style
the
joysticks.
Tiny ones?
Oh.
And you do not get good precision with those at all. These are Hall Effect joysticks, so theoretically they shouldn't wear out.
Keep circling in that. I like
that. Well, I like those.
I like the way that you do that.
Tony likes how I tweak things right here.
Do it some more.
It's got some back buttons, which you can remap to whatever key you want, which is nice.
Back buttons rock.
Very nice tactile D-pad. Listen to this. Ooh, yeah. Fancy. Listen to it.
That's sexy. I was listening.
It has a Xbox or PlayStation button. I don't think the backbone had this. So, like, in supported, if you're streaming, like, via Steam Link or Moonlight, you can use this button to actually map to an Xbox button, which is nice. It supports PlayStation, so the PlayStation buttons, so it works with PlayStation Remote Play. It has a nice little twisty USB-C thing, so break your phone when you try to get it out.
With it.
It's fantastic. It feels great in the hand. All the buttons feel good. I would give it a 9 out of 10. I dock 1 point because it doesn't work with all cases out there. Your case has to be 1 millimeter or thinner.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, and it doesn't work with the lightning port either, right?
It's USB-C only.
USB-C only, so it doesn't work for me.
Unfortunately not. Your next phone, though.
My old phone. My next phone.
Yeah.
Everything's out to get you, Landon.
I know. My life sucks.
Remember that.
Even Tony. Tony's out to get me tonight, it feels like.
But I have a thinner case, so it works with mine. I tried it with like a normal silicone case, and that did not work. Yeah, so it's very solid.
You speak English.
So it did work.
It did not work.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He has all the best words, 100%, so much better.
But everyone knows it.
The backbone feels kind of flimsy when the phone's in it. This feels solid like an actual handheld.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it is
notifications there, bud.
I don't know. It's a fantastic little device. I love it, especially for $55 if you can find it on AliExpress.
$55?
Well worth the money. Also works with Android phones. Doesn't have an app on iOS, which I think is a positive.
Moment of silence for the gangsters right there. What's up?
Yeah.
I can't stand when accessories don't have an app for me to change things.
Well, because you can change things on device without the app. So they push the memory button to remap the back buttons.
We don't need no stinking apps.
There's like a turbo mode for the buttons you can do as well. So a lot of features without the app. There is an app on Android, just not on iOS.
That's fine.
I have the GameSir controller, and let me tell you, since the hardware mapping, there's no app, right? I did not know how to get it out of turbo mode. And let me just tell you, Halo doesn't work so good.
Empties your clip every time.
It was ridiculous.
Can't stop jumping.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure that there's somebody about to send me one of those "you should stop playing" messages that I typically get, but I didn't get one. I was really kind of let down. But yeah, it took me a while to figure that out, that hardware mapping. But that's something GameSir does really well.
It's all just Owen in the game being a Canadian. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. And it comes with higher joysticks if you want them, or smaller
like
joysticks. Longer sticks.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So well worth the money. Stick. Totally recommend the GameSir Galileo G8.
Hmm. Nice.
Hey, look at that.
Aaron.
What games do you play with it so far?
Mainly emulator stuff. Now that iOS has emulators, I've been playing Metroid Fusion.
Nice.
That was a Game Boy Advance game.
Game Boy Advance.
Works awesomely. I love it.
We live in such a good time for games, and it's so easy for us to shiz on them.
Well, but there's also a lot of games that deserve to be shat on. So.
Yeah, a lot of shows, too.
E.T.
True.
Not Halo, though.
Okay, guys. It's time to wrap things up. But before we do, we're going to talk about Patreon. If you like what we do and you want to support us, you want to lend us some shekels, if you will, you can support us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com / Geek Show Arcade. Is that right? No, Geek Show Help Desk? No. Help Desk Arcade.
Help Desk Arcade.
Got it. I nailed it. I knew I'd get it there eventually.
And eventually we're going to be... Sorry.
If you do throw us some give us some of your money, which is we thank you profusely for, you get some special benefits. You get extra super secret chat channel on Discord that I used to, you know, participate in a lot, which I don't anymore, but I should.
I want access to that. How do I get access to it? Oh, you already said. Never mind.
Yeah, our chat.
Bad plug.
Log in. That's all, because you're already been there for years.
This is my favorite benefit. My favorite benefit is you get access to both shows early at the same time with the included in-between show. So it's a super secret after show that we do that's in between recordings of the other two shows, which is pretty awesome. My favorite perk. And you get your name shouted out on the air, and Jaron's going to do that for you right now.
Thank you so much, David Broshinski. And you, Connor Keesaw. And I can't forget about you, Wolfball Tony. Thank you.
Nope. Not the Wolfball.
Nope.
He's so cute.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Jason Eatman, Keonda Carnal. I'm Halo Onyx. How about you? Andy Bird, Be the 8-Year-Old. Tony the Home Theater Geek. Jeremy, No Name, No Color. Caslow, Eric Steinman, Eric Cruz. The in-between rating, -1.
Oh, -1? It's so good.
Maybe it wasn't so good. They can't all be gems.
That's true.
It's the in-between. What do you want?
That's what I tell my kids, too.
We got James. We'll be a fan this time.
Hi.
Matt Nelson, Harry Patch, Adam, Aaron Faulkner, Stuart Lloyd. History is there for you to learn from or repeat. Your choice, Ryan M. and Adam Hecht. Thank you.
I would like to repeat it.
Nope.
Not the bad parts. Not the racist parts. Don't cancel me. I need my job.
That's the Arcade Show, guys. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. James, you've been a pleasure, as always.
Thanks.
Owen, take us out.
Hey, we hope you care.
Don't eat farts.